first time I cut a bone, a tray over my shoelaces.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
Hi, this is James and Matt from Ash and Bloom.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
And welcome back. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in on the web. My name is May and you are tuned into The Mood with May. We are also located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queens campus, because I forgot to say that earlier. It is December 4th, which means as a student, I'm dying, which is why you get my cop-out episode today, which is talking about my Spotify Wrapped, which also came out today. I opened it like 3 hours ago. And as one does when they see all of the music that they listen to throughout the year, I went, this is a good playlist. This is a lot of really great music and I like it all. I wonder why that is. Maybe because it's reflective of my listening throughout the year. So I guess to give you guys an overview on what that looked like, because why not? My top artist was Fleetwood Mac, which is surprising because my favorite one, well, them and the Pretty Reckless are my favorite artists of all time. And for the past 3 years, the Pretty Reckless has been my top artist, which makes sense. But this year they got dethroned by Fleetwood Mac. It's been a toss up between the two. There was a couple years there where I was like, oh, I think Fleetwood Mac's going to surpass them. And then it finally happened this year, which is fair. You know what? And there's a Fleetwood Mac documentary coming out, so maybe that influenced my listening. And also Stevie Nicks is amazing. But if you don't listen to I'm not even going to say if you don't listen to Fleetwood Mac, because I just firmly believe that everybody in their life has listened to Fleetwood Mac at least once. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, I don't know how you're tuned into radio right now, because that's crazy. I guess to go into the rest of it. Number one, Fleetwood Mac. Number two, The Pretty Reckless. Number three, Cage the Elephant, which I think Cage the Elephant hasn't been on my top five ever, I don't think, unless like maybe when I was in high school, because I was in a big 2010s rock phase, like a lot of The Neighborhood, a lot of Cage the Elephant, whatever. But I think it's because I saw them in concert this year that really inspired the resurgence of the Cage the Elephant music in my life, which I'm grateful for. It's a very uplifting, sort of energetic music, which is different than some of my other artists that I've listened to this year. So after Cage the Elephant, number four, we had our Canadian queen, Alanis Morissette. I also saw her in concert this summer because I spend way too much money on going to concerts, which is funny because I was just talking about that with Chance, who is our tech manager here at the station. And it was as I was in the queue to buy Kendrick Lamar tickets. And then I realized it said that they start at $90, but then all of the tickets that were available were like $300 plus in the 500s of the Rogers Center. And I don't know if you have ever been to the Rogers Center for a concert. I've been once in like 2018, and the sound production sucked. It was awful. And I was like stage side in the 500s. So I can't even imagine if you're like at the very back of the venue, like directly facing the stage, what that experience is like, because you have a really bad view and the sound design sucks, because it's not a venue that's meant for music. Like, it's a baseball venue. So there's been a few artists that have played there where I was like, I just can't, like, it's not even that I don't want to spend the money, which I don't, because $300 for Green Day or My Chemical Romance tickets is crazy. But also, why am I going to spend $300 for probably one of the worst produced concerts that I've ever been to just simply because the venue is bad, right? Like, that's my quarrel with concerts nowadays, is that all of the venues suck. They're just bad at doing what they do, and they way overcharge. Like, there's some good venues, don't get me wrong. Like, I will say that History is pretty good. I've seen a few artists there, and some of the smaller venues, honestly, like the Queen Elizabeth Theater, which is in the fairgrounds of the CNE in Toronto, they do a pretty good job. A lot of the smaller scale, like Scotiabank Arena, smaller scale is in like for large venues, Scotiabank Arena, Centre Bell in Montreal are also pretty good, because I feel like you can see everything that's happening even if you have really bad seats. Like, I had bad seats for Stevie Nicks when I saw her 2 summers ago, and I was still able to like get a decent view. So that's my thoughts. And then my last artist was Fiona Apple, which it has been a Fiona Apple year for me. I will say I've been very angry, especially at being a woman in society, because that sucks for people this year, I guess. I'm not going to get too much into that rant, because I feel like I already gave you that on election day. So yeah. And then my top songs is, I'm going to play through my first 5 top songs, and then I'm going to handpick some from my top 100. And I'm just going to talk about, I guess, why I think that song was in my top 100/top 5. So that's what we have in store for today. And I've been yapping for 7 minutes already. How does that happen? I also listened to 76,604 minutes of music on Spotify, which, to be fair, I also listen on vinyl and cassette and CD a lot, especially when I play on my stereo, because I don't have Bluetooth. I have to wire it in. And if I'm using my laptop, then I can't wire it in, so I can't use Spotify. I've been trying to use a lot more physical media this year, so that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. And I've also been using Bandcamp to stream songs off of artist pages, because some artists aren't on Spotify. So that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. The top 3 songs that I'm going to play for you right now. The first one is by a Canadian death metal band called Beguiler. And this is also a feature with Pillars of Autumn off of their album Canopsia. I don't know how to pronounce that. That's from 2020. And my fun fact for this song is that I was introduced to this band by my brother. So shout out to my brother Chase. He's definitely not listening. But his friend's younger brother was the drummer in this band for a little while, is now no longer the drummer in the band, and is a tattoo artist, so shout out to him. But I think he was still in the band when they dropped this album. The track is called Requiem of a Dying World, and this is honestly the reason that it's so high, is not even because I like consciously listen to it all the time. It's when I'm walking through a crowd and I just need the motivation to like get through a crowd of people that I don't want to be walking through. Shout out to you, Goods Hall, because I hate walking through you to class every day. I want to put on like the loudest, most angriest music. One, so that people can hear the sound leaking from my headphones and they get out of my way. and two, because I just need the energy to get through. So that's why. And then also when I'm climbing, I listen to death metal, and this is like on that playlist. And I usually loop back to it when I start a climb because it gives me, again, the energy, the motivation to go on. Second song, Paper Bag by Fiona Apple. This is pretty self-explanatory. I've been through a big Fiona Apple phase in the past year and a half. And When the Pawn is probably one of my favorite albums of all time, which is not a controversial opinion. That's like known to be one of her better albums. And then the last track is very different. It's by a Montreal-based band called Afternoon Bike Ride. If you've tuned into my show before, you've heard me talk about them because they're amazing. And their vocalist, Leah, actually released a solo album this year, which I've also talked about extensively on all of my shows. But this is off of their 2023 album, Gloss Over. And the track is called Nothing in Particular. And it's very just like nice and fun. And it's very calming to listen to. So we're going through a bit of an evolution here. So I'm going to play that for you. I've been chatting for 10 minutes, 11 minutes. We'll come back in a second. So without further ado, Requiem of a Dying World by Wagwire and Pillars of Autumn, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'll stare at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know see, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it goes. Too much to love, hunger hurts, but I want it so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know I'm a mess that he don't wanna clean up. I got to fold, because these hands are just too shaky.
to do to keep you well. The ghosts of who I was come back to taunt me. I used to be more carefree than now. I'm managing to manage you alright, but I keep feeling like I'm missing out. On both sides of the coin, I'm caught between my want to be with you.
And that was Afternoon Bike Ride with Nothing in Particular. Before that, we had Paper Bag by Fiona Apple. And at the top of the set, Requiem of a Dying World by Beguiler and Pillars of Autumn. If you're wondering why today is so disjointed and all over the place, it's because it's Spotify Wrapped Day, if you haven't seen enough on your social media. So I'm going through my top songs, and those are my top three. The next two are also part of my top five. However, I'm omitting the last one because it's another Afternoon Bike Ride song. And as much as I love them, I want to give airplay to some of my other favorite artists. So just know that For the Breakdowns by Afternoon Bike Ride was actually my number five track. But also, I've been yapping a lot today, so I think I have to cut my set down anyways. Anyways, the next track that I have coming up is Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. That was my fourth track of my top five. And I will say I have a very special connection to Fleetwood Mac because I grew up with it. My dad played it for me all the time. Landslide is arguably one of my favorite songs of all time. And it definitely reminds me a lot of being a kid and my youth and childhood. I used to, one of my favorite stories actually about that is when I was at my grandparents' house, I used to sit on the counter while my grandma was doing the dishes and I would dry them for her. I was like 4 years old. So I would be drying the dishes and I would be singing Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. But of course, back then, before I knew that it was a Fleetwood Mac song, I listened to the Chicks version of it. So I've grown. I am educated now. But Fleetwood Mac is probably one of my favorite artists of all time. Like number one or two. Again, throwing up in the air with also The Pretty Reckless, which you will be hearing from also in this set. So the next few tracks I have for you. So we're starting things off with Rhiannon. The next track is part of my top 100, but not my top five. And it's You Learn by Alanis Morissette. Now, Alanis was my number four artist of the year, so I think it's valid that I switch her in. Canadian-based artist. She grew up in Ottawa. Actually, fun fact, went to high school with my best friend's aunt, which is crazy. Again, Alanis Morissette is an artist that I grew up with, definitely influenced by my parents, and kind of just stuck. I went to her concert at Budweiser Stage this summer with my sister, and my sister was like, I know like three of her songs, and I'm like, you're coming with me because I need somebody to be here while I cry. Too ironic. And did I cry? Yes. Are we going to talk about it? No. So that pretty much sums that up. And then the last track is going to be a Pretty Reckless track, which I'm having trouble deciding because there was a few of them on my top 100. Again, Pretty Reckless is an artist that I found on my own when I was in high school, like 2000, it was before high school maybe, 2016-ish, 2014, in around there. But again, one of the artists that very early on was like, this is my distinct artist that I listen to and nobody else I know listens to this artist. And it wasn't like, oh, I know this artist and you don't know this artist. Like, it was very much so as like an identity thing of like, this is an artist that I have found on my own and is a symbol of only my music taste and not influenced by other people. Now, when I look back at it, a lot of the Pretty Reckless influences were grunge era bands that my dad introduced me to. But I have a very special connection, and I think I'm going to play, honestly, My Medicine, which is off of their EP, Light Me Up. And it's probably one of the first songs that I listened to by The Pretty Reckless. I remember watching the music video on YouTube. And it was very significant for me simply because, again, like, I discovered this artist from the ground up on my own. And also Taylor Momsen is hot, and it might have been one of my early signs that I was not completely straight. So there's that. Yeah, I got to see them in concert for Death by Rock and Roll when they were touring with Greta Van Fleet. So that was definitely probably one of my favorite concerts of all time. I was on Barrier and I made eye contact with Taylor Momsen, and I got a pic from her bassist, Mark Damon. So do with that as you may. Without further ado, we're going to get into it because I've been yapping and there's half an hour left. We're halfway through the hour. This is The Mood with May on CFRC 101.9 FM, if you didn't know. We're going to get into it with Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, you're like- mixed my medicine.
Why you hurt, why you sleep, and you sleep, why you lie, and now you're in deep, and now you're gonna cry. Got a woman to your left and a boy to your right. You start to sweat, so hold me tight. Somebody mixed my medicine. I don't know what I'm on. Somebody mixed my medicine. Now baby, it's all gone. Somebody mixed my medicine.
And that was The Pretty Reckless with My Medicine off of their EP Light Me Up from 2010. Before that, we had You Learn by Alanis Morissette off of the iconic Jagged Little Pill. And at the top of that set, Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. We've been going through my Spotify Wrapped because what else does one do on Spotify Wrapped today? The next few tracks that I'm going to play aren't part of my top five, but they're part of my top 100 playlist. And I picked them specifically because they're representative of different parts of my listening journey this year. But before I get into that, I just like to say thank you for tuning in. And if you enjoy my show or you enjoy any of the other programming here at CFRC, we are currently running our funding drive until the end of December. With that, you can donate in whatever capacity you are able to. And that goes directly towards supporting our station operations, supporting our lovely staff here at the station who do everything to make sure that the sound is good for you guys. The programming is enjoyable and amazing, and also that we have lots of different workshops at the station, both for our station volunteers and members, but also the broader community within the Kingston area. So if you're tuned in, please consider going to cfrc.ca and getting a bit more information if you so desire, but then also maybe even just donating $5. I know that this is the thing that everybody says, the appeal, but it's the cost of a coffee. And if you enter, if you donate $5, you're entered into one of our raffles for prizes from our sponsors in the community, including lots of amazing local businesses like Novel Idea, like The Screening Room. There's also Tara's. There's Cher-Mare Spa. There's lots of things for everyone. So what I'm saying is please, please, please give us your money. The next few tracks I'm going to get into are, like I said, representative of my listening journey this year. So the first one is a new track, newer track by Men I Trust, called Husk. It was released in September. And Men I Trust is another Montreal-based Canadian band that is honestly just super representative of the sound that I want to hear coming out of Montreal in the coming months and years, along that sort of indie, like electroacoustic vein, I would say. And then the next track is going to be Caesar on a TV Screen by The Last Dinner Party. This artist specifically because I saw them in concert in March. And honestly, like, I've been listening to them for a while, but I think that kind of cemented their place in my top artists, top songs. This is one of my favorite tracks off of the Prelude to Ecstasy album. This is specifically the acoustic version. And then the last track that I have for you guys today is by none other than Lebanon Hanover, because I've been in my like gothic alternative, like 80s alternative-esque vibe music. So this is off of their album Let Them Be Alien, which came out in 2018. Lebanon Hanover is based out of Germany, and they haven't toured in North America for a little while, so hopefully they come to Canada, because I can't afford to go to their festival dates in the States that are coming up in the summer. So this is me manifesting Canadian Lebanon Hanover concerts, please and thank you. So without further ado, I'll get into the music, because I've been yapping for way too long and I had to cut three songs off of my set. But tune in next week for probably a more cohesive playlist slash mood slash whatever you want to call it. But it was fun. I hope all of you enjoyed your Spotify Wrapped, or if you don't listen to Spotify and you use another streaming platform slash you just use physical media, I hope that this has been a good year for you with your listening, and I hope you've been happy with everything you've been listening to, because otherwise, why are you listening to it? Why do you listen to things that don't make you happy? I think we should change that, because there are people that do that because they think that they need to be perceived a certain way and they need to listen to certain artists to fit in with people. And if that's you, you need to stop it, and you need to listen to things that you care about and that you like and that are reflective of who you are as a person, because that's what music is for. So happy Spotify Wrapped season. Happy December, because this is the first episode of December. And good luck to all of you out there as the cold weather sets in. And if you're a student, good luck with exams. And that's all of my yapping for today. Here is Husk by Men I Trust on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Come on. me say goodbye. I know that I can see myself as a man when I put on that suit. I don't have to stay mute. I can talk all the time, 'cause my shoulders are wide and I'm falling like the leaves on Lemon Grass. Follow your footprints when I can't hold your hand. My darling, believe me, I was born to be with you. But it'll be me that the world will answer to. And just for a second, I could be one of the greats. I'll be Caesar on a TV screen, champion of my fate. No one can tell me to stop. I'll have everything I want. Anyone and everyone will like me then. When I was a child, I never felt like a child. I felt like an emperor with a city to burn. I got down on my knees, begged the bed in the trees to give me an answer. Je ne veux pas penser. It's raining like it did in Leningrad. My lover would like to buy a flat in Leningrad. And I treat my tongue in just to hear him every night. To talk about Rusker and how they got it right. And just for a second, I can be one of the greats. I am Caesar on a TV screen, champion of my fate. No one can tell me to stop. I'll have everything I want. Anyone and everyone will like me. Everyone will love me then.
Thank you. provide. Pick me back until I can't bloom on a single seed. How do you sleep at night? You cut me down, you come around. You're so entitled, hold my ground. We've been unbound, caught in a cycle. See me now, see how I frown upon your folly. Leave me out, we'll take a bow. And let me lead you to the clouds, back to the garden where we started, where we love into each other. All over me, like I'm meant to provide. Strip me bare, I'll bear it all for you. You'll never see how much I give you life. You cut me down, you come around. You're so entitled, hold my ground. We've been unbound, caught in a cycle. See me now, see how I frown upon your folly. Leave me out, we'll take a bow. And let me lead you to the clouds, back to the garden.
For tea or coffee, indie, folk, rock, electronic, I've got it all. Tune in to What's Brewing Tuesdays from 7:30 to 8 a.m. for the freshest Canadian music to pair with your morning brew. Listen in as I chat over a cup of something fresh and talk about my favorite new releases from Canadian artists that I love. Nothing like good music and good coffee to start your day, so tune in to see What's Brewing.
Hello, CFRC listeners. This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC hit our $25,000 fundraising goal this year by donating today at cfrc.ca.
Did you know that Queen's Greenovations can help you save on utilities by helping improve your home's energy efficiency? Greenovations also delivers compost bins to student housing and even does light bulb exchanges. All initiatives are free for students. Learn more and sign up for home retrofits and student compost bin delivery on Instagram at Greenovation.
Hello, everybody. We're Stereolab.
And my name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And